Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Think and Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Catfield.
And I'm John Mitchell. So our topic today is you've got to create yourself from the inside out, not the outside in. Kelly, what do you think about that? You buy that?
I do buy it. I'm excited to dig into it. It's a and it's just interesting the tide we're in right now as we dig into this topic, how I see so much of society is building it from the outside in. And so I think this is such a great topic to dig into today.
Right, right. Well, we touched on this a little last week. So I do this program for the 18 head coaches at University of Texas, plus the 75 people in the athletic department, where I do a personal growth program every week. And I give them a podcast that I think has something to do with the mental side of life and mindset. And so I was telling the athletic director, who just got voted athletic director of the year, and I was telling him, I said, you tell me the books that you're really into, and I'll go find a podcast where the author is on it, because anybody that's got a book is on podcasts. And so he tells me about this book called Inner Excellence. And the essence of this book is, he says that, again, most people are creating themselves from the outside in, where social media and what other people think is what shapes who they are. And I'm like, that is so true, first of all. And second of all, what a lousy way to live and be shaped.
Yeah, I think that, what is it? What did they say? The comparison is the thief of joy?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I never heard that, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Well, and think about this. All any of us really want is inner peace and to live our life confidently. Would you say that's true?
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, foundationally.
Yep.
He says a great, well, this is a little bit of him and a little bit of me, but probably mostly him. But he says everything starts with gratitude, which promotes inner strength, which leads to mental toughness, which leads to achievement, which comes back to inner peace and gratitude. You know, think about that loop.
Is it?
You grow. First of all, so everything starts with the desire for inner peace and living confidently. So simply, that's what our goal is. And so that starts with gratitude. You agree with that?
I do, because I think gratitude, like when you're comparing and you're living from the outside in, mm-hmm. you're thinking about the future, you know, oftentimes, or the past, or whereas gratitude brings you right into the moment and here and now. So when you're being grateful about something, you're getting present and being in the here and now, what's happening now versus, you know, what you call
right.
what you don't have, what you should have, what you know what I mean?
It's almost the opposite of gratitude when you're thinking about what you don't have, what you should have.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we start with gratitude, which then produces inner strength.
Mm-hmm.
By God, we got to have inner strength, because life is going to have its challenges, and how much inner strength you have will dictate how you handle the challenges, right?
Yep. And I think so. When I think about then gratitude, and I'm just thinking about, because this is the first time we've talked about this concept, so I'm just processing it. So, okay, we'll use, you know, going through something challenging, you know, in your life. And we've talked about this before, but I was a worrier. That was part right. of like my prior identity was that I worried a lot, you know, which means that you're spending a lot of time in the future thinking about things that 99% of the time will never come to pass.
But don't you think a lot of women are that way?
I don't know about that, but probably because we're nurturers, we're problem solvers, we're, you know, but so I would be in that place of worry. And part of me using this methodology to break myself of that subconscious pattern that I had
right.
was to immediately, when I'm triggered, you know, and in worry, to immediately trigger to gratitude. So to start thinking about, so let's say I have a problem in business and I'm like, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. You know, then I'm triggering immediately to what I'm grateful for, you know, and it could be as simple as, you know, let's start with the basic foundational thing, which is that I'm above ground.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a perspective, you know, so that gratitude piece. And then through doing that, I immediately am starting to feel better when I'm thinking about, all right, so this thing isn't going well. But here are all of the things in your life that you have to be grateful for, or that you've, and so through building that, then it's building, what you're saying then is it's building that mental toughness. Is that what you're saying? By going through that process of being grateful, you're building that mental toughness muscle.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you experienced this, and I don't remember when I really experienced this, but I think it was in my 40s, I finally realized all you can control is your best. Just do your best. And in the vast majority of cases, when I do my best, whatever the challenge is, it works out. So what's the point of worry? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's totally useless. And once you sort of, and that ends up being, you know, a foundation for confidence when you can go, hey, all I got to do is do my best and not worry about what's going to happen. Yeah, there's going to be challenges, and maybe what I think is going to work, getting going to work, but if that doesn't work, I'm just going to take it as feedback and get back on the horse and figure out another angle. And once you get to that point mentally, boy, it is a good place to be, because you really seed in that belief that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to, and you're realistic with that. But that is a good place to be. Whereas I see that most people who are getting created from the outside in are operating from the standpoint of I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, that negative inner voice is pounding at them. And of course it is, if again you're created from the outside in, where you're watching social media and you see all the things that you're not, and your people are telling you to be this and be that.
You should be further along. I should be there, you know, like I'm behind. This didn't go the way I wanted it to. I failed. You know, all of those kinds of things contribute to that.
Right. Well, and you know, that's a great point. You know, I should be further along than I am.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You're as far as along as you're supposed to be at this moment.
Yeah.
Now, if you get smarter and go, okay, I'm where I am. Like it, don't like it, but I'm where I am. And if I don't like my results, why don't I come up with a new way of doing life? I mean, that's essentially what I decided at 50. You know, this way of doing life that I had, which was like everybody else, more or less winging life, I'm like, okay, it's produced the average life, and I'm grateful for, you know, what I have, but it's unacceptable. And I saw that at 50, I'd had it. Mm-hmm. Now, I was watching this. I think I mentioned this a couple of episodes ago. Jim Rohn has this video of, he says, you got to get to the point where you go, I've had it, just had it. And because until you get to that point, you're not willing to to change things. And I remember when I got to that point at 50 and feeling that way about the average life, that I'm like, boy, I've had it. And so if I've had it, I can't keep on doing life like I've been doing it. And so what's the solution? I didn't know what the solution is, but that's what spurred me to think that the solution might be in the top book of the World on Success. But I see once you sort of get that through your head that you're ready to go to another level, and maybe you need a new way of doing life, or maybe you just need to double down on what you're doing. If it's more than likely it's you need a new way of doing life, because again, 99% of people are just winging life. But I see what a difference it makes once you sort of create mental strength and mental toughness, and you start believing that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to, and you understand what doing your best is, and you accept failure as just feedback. I mean, once you start rolling from that standpoint, life gets a whole lot easier.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, when you're talking about, living from the outside, and so you're getting feedback, let's say you're on social media, you know, and you're seeing somebody who's further, you know, that you went to school with, who's further along, or things seem to be going great, or they're married and they have kids and you're not quite there yet, or whatever the case may be, right, or your business is thriving and you're struggling a little bit, or whatever the case may be. First of all, let's get real with what you're seeing, that those snapshots on social media are exactly that. They're a snapshot of a best moment versus what oftentimes is actually happening in people's lives. Everybody's messy, so, you know. And then, so instead of, you know, when you're talking about living from the inside out and going to that place of gratitude, then that may look like, so if you see, let's say that somebody's business is doing great and, you know, you've just had a failure or whatever.
Right.
Then you're even grateful for that, you know, where I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm super grateful, you know, that I'm having the challenges that I am right now. You know, I'm grateful for these challenges, and as difficult as they are, I know that, you know, what I'm learning as a result of going through that, this is going to make me that much stronger and successful in the next project or the next whatever the case may be. So I think too, part of your identity being that grateful person that can frame things and recognize that failure is, you know, it's just more information, you know.
Right.
But I think it's to your point that you're making with it starting with gratitude, and that's the place where you become mentally strong. You know, I think that's where you can change the kind of aperture of the lens you're looking through, you know, is in the place of gratitude, where you can find that even in some of the challenges, or if somebody, you know, is, you know, further along than you are or whatever, it's like, okay, well, first of all, is that true, really? You know,
right,
like,
right.
You are where you are, to the point you made earlier. Where do you want to be? You know, and now, you know, it's like, okay, now I can map out the, you know, forward, and I'm really grateful for where I am, because I feel like I'm ready to go to what the next step is. And so again, as we're talking about this and making those connections between gratitude and mentally strong, I think that's part of what we're trying to say when we're talking about being grateful, right? And living from the inside out.
Right. Well, and I think it's so simple. You know, if you're just not happy with where you're at, I mean, it's so simple. You just step back and go, okay, here's where I am. Here's where I want to go. What's it look like to get there? You know, figure all that out, and then feed that to yourself every day. You know, here's the attributes I want in myself. Here's the goals I want to have. Here's how I'm going to achieve them. Feed that to yourself every day, including the actions that are required to achieve those goals. And two things happen. First of all, the right actions happen automatically. But secondly, by feeding it to yourself every day, you're refining it and you're understanding it at a deeper level. And I'll tell you one thing. I was listening to NPR radio this weekend, and the guy was talking about how disparity between the rich and the poor, the income distribution in this country. And it made me think, and I ask you this question, what do you think the biggest difference between the people that are rich and the people that are poor is, besides money?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, here's what I would see. So if you had 100 rich people and you had 100 poor people and you had them all in a room and you talk to them, what you would see is the difference is mindset. People that are successful have the attitude that I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. They have a mechanism for dealing with failure that, okay, this didn't work. That's feedback. I'm going to try it differently. And the people that have failure or people that are poor have very much a victim mindset oftentimes. They don't feel in control of their life, that other factors are controlling them. And it is mindset. And that's why I think that the people that struggle with how do we change the income gap between the haves and the have-nots, it's got to start with mindset. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not too worried about trying to change the world from that standpoint, because that's a big lift. If I was 20 years old, I might be interested in that, but not as old as I am. And my attitude is, hey, that's fine. I'm going to take the people that understand the concept that the difference between the rich and the poor is mindset. And at the end of the day, that comes down to your morning routine. What are you doing in your morning routine to impact your mindset? And I promise you, the people that are poor aren't doing a friggin' thing about their mindset. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just getting up and trying to get through another day. And I get that. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
But the enlightened will see, oh, so the difference between the rich and the poor is the thoughts that are going on in their head on an ongoing basis. Maybe I ought to program myself to have the right thoughts. Because if you're not proactively doing that, you're wired for survival. So innately, you're going to be wired to be fear-based and reactive and feeling of not enough and all the things that are not going on with the people that are successful. You think that's true?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think it's part in simplifying it down to the two. I mean, that makes perfect sense. You know, the difference between the
right.
Two, you know, that makes perfect sense. You know, and you could argue all of the reasons why the mindset is the way it is and, you know, all of that. But I think if you're, again, to distill it down to something very simple, mindset plays a major part, you know, in someone's success.
Right, right. You know, we touched on it last time. You touched on it, which I think is a great point, about how people's identity dictates essentially the actions they take. Would you delve into that a little bit? Because it's such a good concept.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, and in the relation to what we were talking about last week, you know, it was kind of like that final point that we were talking about, but like literally what you believe to be true about yourself, you know, is how you show up in life, you know,
right.
It, you know, and I think that, you know, I'm always, you know, with some of my core values as a individual, you know, would be, you know, that I always do what's right. You know, I will always take the, you know, the high road and do what's right. You know, I always keep my word. I do what I say I'm going to do. So like, those are some of the basic tenets that I operate from a life standpoint that show up in everything I do. It's important to me to make people feel seen and heard. That's a,
right.
a close value to me. So I go through the world with that, you know, as how I show up in the world. It's part of my identity, you know, and I think that, you know, to the point you were making about the difference between, you know, people who aren't successful and people who are, you know, is, I think, again, all about their identity. If you identify as somebody who things always go wrong for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm all like, I can never catch a break, you know, and like, if you're going through life that way, that is exactly like, that is your identity. And that is how people will treat you. That is the energy that comes,
right.
You know, so identity plays a huge role. And for me too, I'll distill it down to business and to my health and to my, where I'm like, okay, I'm an athlete. So I'm going to eat like one, I'm going to train like one, I'm going to, you know, so your identity is directly connected to how you move through this world, the actions you take, your behavior, and then it just continues to expand from there.
Right, right. Well, I think we've enlightened people that, and maybe the main thing I wanted to convey is that your morning routine dictates whether you're just winging life or you have an actual way of doing life. And what the right morning routine for you is up to you. Maybe it's praying. Maybe it's meditation. I personally think that what could be a better morning routine than feeding the succinct articulation of your desired life to yourself each day. But I'm a little biased. You got to decide what's best for you. But stop winging life would be my advice to people if they're not doing anything in their morning routine relative to mindset. So until next time, we'll talk to you then.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute-a-day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.